All About Wine on Blog Talk Radio, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009, originating from Florida Estates Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida, featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Vice President and General Manager of Florida Estates Winery, from coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine. Again, the phone number to call is 646-727-3235. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
They have to cheer and shout and scream to stay warm.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's cold here in Florida.
Cold. It's,
just
ridiculous.
Compared to
stupid
up north people, no. But this is the coldest night last night we had in, well, since January 2011. Tampa hit a tied a new record low last night, or this morning. All over the area here around the Bay Area is cold. Cold, I tell you. Cold.
Like in the
and
20s.
I even had some cold people stop by the winery today who live in Minnesota, and they sit outside and had a glass of wine. They came in. They go, "It's cold out there." I go, "You're from Minnesota." They go, "I know, but it's cold." So I just showed you. It's cold.
And they were probably wearing shorts.
And
you know, you can always spot the people.
No, they were bundled.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they were bundled. Yeah. They the girls said that they've been here in Florida for a couple of weeks, so they're starting to get active.
Yeah. I don't know. Can't get used to it. But
yeah.
This is cool.
Yep.
Here we are.
We have some odds and ends to talk about tonight. Some funny stuff. Some just stuff. Thanks for tuning in. This is 7:03 on January 18th, 2018. Make a note of that date because we got something to bring up in a little bit here. Mike knows what I'm talking about. So thanks for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with us, have any comments, call us live, 646-727-3235. Mike is standing by. If you're not listening to us on January 18, 2018, then don't call because we're not standing by live.
Right.
But otherwise, we're here waiting for you if you want to make a call. And thanks for listening. There's a lot of people out there listening lately, and thanks. We appreciate that. I guess we'll just jump right into the first thing here, unless there's any important stuff that you need to discuss there, Mike.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, good. Well, the first thing we're going to do is, as we always do every week, is tell you what's coming up on this week on the event so you can drink. Again, we'll remind you, this is National Soup Month, National Bread Machine Baking Month, National Slow Cooking Month. You know, the engineer, my wife got a slow cooking pot, 2 months ago, and we haven't had one meal in it yet. She keeps searching, but we haven't had the meal yet. I am getting more and more anticipation to how great this meal is going to be now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, she says she just informed me in the background that she's going to do the turkey in the slow cooker this weekend. We've got a turkey. So that should be fine. All right, here we go. Today is National Gourmet Coffee Day. I mentioned that last week, so hope you had gourmet coffee today and then your wine tonight. Tomorrow, National Popcorn Day. any type, any flavor you want, anything, but it is National Popcorn Day. Saturday, National Cheese Lovers Day, which opens it up for any cheese and any wine. You can pretty much find a wine that will go with any cheese, or any cheese that will go with any type of wine. So enjoy tomorrow's Cheese Lover Day. Sunday, National New England Clam Chowder Day. I like New England clam chowder as opposed to, what's the other one? I don't know. But the New England clam chowder, the creamy clam chowder as opposed to the red clam chowder. Monday, National Southern Fried, or Southern Food Day, not Southern Fried, but Southern Food Day, which will include Southern Fried Chicken and all sorts of goodies there. There's all sorts of wines that you can have with Southern. If you're a muscadine wine lover, that's your day to have your muscadine wine with just about anything, because the muscadine will match up with just about anything. Be sure it's strong enough, though. Muscadines can be overpowering. Tuesday, National Pie Day. There you go, any pie. And there are wines that will go with pies, so find yourself a wine that will match up. And if you get yourself a good one, let me know. Wednesday, National Peanut Butter Day. Now, it doesn't say in what form or what style, so I suppose you can have PB&Js, you can have Reese's Cups, you can have peanut butter cookies, you can have peanut butter pies, you can have peanut butter in just about any form. But that's Wednesday. All sorts of ways you can have yourself peanut butter and have wine with it. Trying to think of a wine and peanut butter combo right now. Would you go sweet or would you go dry? I don't know. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of what would go well with it. And then next Thursday, it is National Soup Day, celebrating National Soup Month. So you've got a double whammy there. And I'm sure you can, for some of the soups that are out there, there's wines that can go with them. So there's your foods for the next week and pairing up your wines to go with them throughout the week. And again, it's always a good day to have wine, so you can always find something that will go well with any of them. Last year, I remember I told you about the top flavors that were used in 2016. I'm quickly run through them here and tell you the top flavors that were used in 2017. The top berry flavors used in 2017, strawberry, number one, 67% respondents said that they used strawberry. Blackberry, 64%. Raspberry, 64%. Just regular berry, not distinguishing, 54%. And blueberry, 44%, which surprised me because blueberry's down there at 44, and blueberry is such a antioxidant strong berry, but 44% respondents said they used blueberry. Non-fruit flavors used in 2017. Again, multiple responses were allowed. Vanilla, number one, 66%. That's odd, too, considering that vanilla has went up in price so much because of different reasons. Wars, which is one of the main reasons, and other problems in Madagascar, where we get most of our vanilla. Chocolate at 50% of respondents. Coffee right up there at 48%. Green tea and black tea, 38% and 34% respectively. Green tea and black tea for flavors. That surprised me. Seems like there'd be others that might pop in there, but no. Tea. Top selling flavors of 2017. Apple, 21%. Ginger, 17%. Grapefruit, 17%. And lime, 17%. Non-fruit flavors, vanilla, there we go. But if you're doing 66% of your flavors with vanilla, of course, it's going to be a higher selling one. You would think that that would work together there. 23%, chocolate, 17%, and coffee, 15%. And then berry flavors, blueberry. And there we go, blueberries, 13%, as opposed to raspberry, which is 13%, and strawberry, which is 13%. Anticipated top-selling flavors for 2018. And if you're going to make stuff, here you go. Here's the one. Fruit flavors, grapefruit, followed by apple, 25-20% respectively. 18% coconut, ginger, and orange, and 13% lemon, mango, and lime. Non-fruit, we're back to vanilla, 22%, chocolate, 13%, coffee, 13%, and berry flavors, blackberry, 18%, cranberry, 12%, blueberry, 10%, and raspberry, 10%. And the top fruit flavors used in 2017. Lime, 51%, peach, 49%, apple, 47%, coconut, 47%, orange, 47%, grapefruit, 45%, lemon, 45%, pineapple, 43%, ginger, 41%, and mango, 41%. Now, I read these to you not because you're saying, oh, what does this have to do with it? Look at the wineries around this country. Just about every one of these fruits are in some of these wines around this country. We've talked to people who have used all sorts of different fruit wines. I do an orange and a key lime and a carambola, a starfruit wine. So that's just another example of why I'm telling you this stuff here, because it is used in wine. Quite a bit of them are. So there you go. That's what we got to look forward to in 2018 from 2017. All right. Plum Perfect Wine. Enjoying wine from a glass, bottles from the bottle to the glass has gone easier with Plum. That's P-L-U-M. Plum. A new fully automatic wine device that preserves, chills, serves wine by the glass at the ideal serving temperature with just the push of a button. Whoa. Users place two unopened 750 milliliter bottles of wine with any closure inside the countertop appliance. Plum's automated wine identification system then photographs each wine label and automatically recognizes the vintage. Also, it recognizes the varietal, the region, and the winery from a database of more than 6 million wines, all right? This immense database it has to recognize everything. Additionally, the serving temperature for each of the 220 commercially available wine varietals and blends is automatically set, while its integrated solid-state cooling system silently chills each bottle to the perfect serving temperature. Designed to pierce any closure, the motorized patent-pending needle-in-a-needle design pressurizes each bottle of wine with argon gas, preventing oxygen from affecting the wine for as long as 90 days, it says. So the Plum, first I ever heard of a brand new. It doesn't say anything about price or anything. I don't, my check, if there's a website on that, the Plum. And that's all it says, Plum, P-L-U-M. It doesn't say anything else. Plum.
Okay.
That, with all that in that thing, I can't see that that's going to be cheap. That's been an expensive
toy. Yeah, it's Plum. Plum, never pour wine down the drain again, automatically identifies, chills, preserves. It's plum.wine. Plum.wine.
Oh, they're using the new wine
domain
ending there. Cool.
Yeah.
Gives a price.
Oh, wow, that's cheaper than I thought it would be. You can order it now for $1,499.
What a deal. Does that include shipping or is that extra?
Click on order Plum. Shipping policy. It's flat rate of $30 for each Plum order.
Oh, there you go. All right. So $1,000 plus $30. I had customers come in today. They mentioned this. They told about this. They said it was going for $1,000. I thought they were talking about something else. But it's this, $1,000. It has to be expensive for that database of all those wines and integrated in there and for what it does. It reads the labels and all that. It'd be a fun toy to have, but not for $1,000.
Okay. They have a connoisseur two-pack for $2,799.
that's more expensive than just
two pack.
Buy one and then buy a second one. That's still cheaper, you know. All right, there you go. The plum. If anybody gets one, let me know. Let me know if it's fun. I'm sure it would be fun to play with. You'd be jumping out buying different bottles just to go in there and see if it'll read it, what it does, and all that. No. Okay. Thanks for looking that up. Moving on. Which Hennessy USA has announced the expansion of its digital offerings with bottles and bubbles. Now, this is a new skill available on Amazon's Alexa. This gives customers the opportunity to learn about champagne and create their own experiences at home. The new Amazon Alexa skill New Amazon Alexa skill leverages voice technology to help everyday consumers become champagne connoisseurs. The company said that, not me. Says through its tips and educational lessons, which includes recommended champagne pairings and moments to celebrate, and how to pronounce Hennessy USA champagnes. Bottles and Bubbles is designed to create the ideal champagne experience. By enabling the skill and saying, is that what you call things when you put it in Alexis as a skill? I don't know. That's what they're referring to it as. I don't have an Alexa, so I don't know. By enabling the skill and saying, Alexa, open Bottles and Bubbles, consumers can engage with six areas of conversational and educational content. So, I don't know how Alexa works on that stuff. I don't know if you download that or what you do. But what Hennessy USA. So, if you have Alexa, you might do that and you can become, as they say, a champagne connoisseur. That would be fun, too, just to play with that. A lot of this stuff is just play stuff, I think. I don't know. I look at a lot of it as just play. Here we go. New wine. Take a dive. Share and Splash Wine Company out of Hillsburg, California. High Dive Sellers on the internet. If you want to check it out, HIGHDIVE, Sellers, CELLARS.com. Has introduced a new High Dive Napa Valley, a limited production proprietary red blend that is in homage to the classic Napa Valley blends of the 1970s. This is going to showcase the Napa's terroir with classic restraint, the company says. The blend also is Share a Splash's first entry into the Napa Valley. Share a Splash Wine Company is out of Hillsborough, so it's the first one in Napa. The vineyard sourcing for the 14.5% alcohol by volume red blend plays a key role in the wine, with Oakville AVA giving ripe fruit and richness, and while the Canaris AVA gives a fresh acidity that combines to create the elegance and finesse. High Dive is meant to be a reflection of the two distinct microclimates, offering an assemblage of the sub-AVAs. 750 milliliter bottle of High Dive has a suggested retail price of $95. It comes in a pretty box, too, not just a bottle, but it has a nice box. Select markets, not all over the place. Select markets, I'm sure you can find it in the California area, but I don't know how well it's distributed around the country or anything. Again, check out the internet site, highdivesellers.com, if you are curious and interested in it. Sounds like a good blend. I don't know. I mean, they're sourcing some great areas there, so you can't really mess it up too much. Let's see. Here we go. Vintage Wine Estates acquires three wine brands. Vintage Wine Estates. Vintage Wine Estates, or VWE of Santa Rosa, announced an agreement to purchase three wine brands from Jason Woodbridge. their Layer Cake brand, the Cherry Pie brand, and their If You See K. That's If You See S-E-E-K-K-A-Y. The deal is scheduled to close first of this month. The brands have struck a powerful chord with the public, and they're drawn to the whimsical and provocative branding. And so VWE said that they're looking forward to acquiring them. Founded in 2004, the lower price point Layer Cake range has 9 varietals, which is sold around the world, all in the $10 to $15 range. Created in 2008, Cherry Pie is a Pinot Noir-centric brand. And it's from California, one of the top ones there, and sold in select locations. And Layer Cake, Cherry Pie, and If You See K represent a portfolio of 450,000-plus cases. Woodbridge will remain a consultant. Woodbridge says that the founder and winemaker, they are pleased and certain that the voice will continue to remain well stewarded by VWE's solid and committed winemaking team. So there you go. Vintage Wine now has acquired those three brands from Jason Woodbridge. Jelly Jar Wines joined WX Brands. There's another one that's switching hands. Jelly Jar brand established in 2008 by Napa winemaker Andy Pastani and his wife Shannon, who joined the growing portfolio of WX Brands out of Novato, California. WX has a big portfolio. Let me see on this article and see. I don't know. Jelly Jar wines were crafted in their food-friendly style that recalls the founder's family heritage, harking back to when the Italian immigrants came to the United States and made their own wine and enjoyed it around the family table, often out of jelly jars instead of wine glasses. The brand's tagline reflects that. They know they have the right fit, says the Shannon Pastrone of Jelly Jar, hoping that Jelly Jar wines included Zinfandel and a new red blend that will launch in the high-growth, ultra-premium price category of $15. Jelly Jar Wines is the latest addition to the portfolio of WX, which includes Bread and Butter, Jameson Ranch Vineyards, and Chronic Cellars. Cellars. Okay. Here we go. Easley Winery completes its expansion. It has announced that they've done a multi-million dollar investment in property and equipment in its facility in downtown Indianapolis. We're not just in California here. We're talking about the whole country. The expansion includes the addition of fully automated Italian bottling line, doubling the winery's production capacity. Big old mini blocks. They're bottling machines made in Italy. They do a great job of them in Italy. I've checked them. They said they need to make this investment now because the wine sales have doubled each year for the past 5 years, and they want to continue to go on with that. So they're seeking the best equipment methods. Their goal is to make premium wines, whether it is the sweet, fruity, happy reggae red or I think, which is the name of the wine, awarded the Pacific Rim Best of Class Red Blend this past year. They have 12 full-time employees, 28 part-time employees, second-generation winery. They are sold in 9 states and have experienced strong growth in recent years. Reggae Red is the third best-selling wine in Indiana. Well, it's sweet red, too. Happy, fruity, sweet red. The new bottling equipment also enables Easley Winery to process auto-filling their 1.5-liter bottles in high volumes, which they have not been able to do. They are now in national retailers, including Kroger, Walmart, and CVS, as well as major regionally. So if you're around there, they've got new wines out and a new bottling machine, new bottling equipment, which is always fun. And a couple of new bottling labels. Aldi has partnered with artist, designer, and illustrator Timothy Goodman to create labels for a limited edition reserve wine collection. He's noted for his bold text-based murals. Goodman brought his signature hand-illustrated style to Aldi's wines. The reserve collection, which includes three varietals, is available at Aldi stores for a limited time. Goodman's label art takes inspiration from the origin stories and flavor notes of each wine to bring striking colors and playful iconography to bottles, the company says. So look for that in Aldi's, a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Chardonnay, and a red wine blend, which is very noticeable on the labels, and then his iconic text-based mural pictures around the bottle. That's out there now. Should be on the shelves now. And another, Lindeman's Bin Series wines have relaunched in the United States with labels designed from an Australian artist, David Bromley, whose paintings have paired well, they say, with winemaker Wayne Falkenberg's wines. Bromley, known for his playful, vibrant art, created new labels for each of the 18 wines in the Bin tier. So Lindeman's Bin all has 18 new labels. There are beautiful synergies between wine and art, and they love to bring it out, they say. In the United States, the series is led by Bin 65, as Chardonnay, which features Bromley's colorful take on sunflowers. Bin 85, Pinot Grigio, shows butterflies and sailboats. Bin 45 Cabernet sports richly colored flowers, leaves, and grapes. And Bin 40 Merlot highlights musical instruments. So look for those on the shelf, too. New Lindeman Bin out of Australia has been released onto the market with new labels. Let's see now. Let's move on to, I know what, something I'm going to try tonight. I've never done this before, but this, I'm going to jump out and do this. I was looking at a size here, and I came across Corvin Wine. Corvin is an amazing gadget that lets you drink wine without pulling the cork. All right? It is, let's see, they have a whole bunch of things here. It is supposed to be the best way that you can enjoy wine and then have a glass of it or a bottle of it or whatever you want, and then you can put it down and store it again for another 10 years if you want. And it's not going to go bad because it's like you've never opened it. It's, it tells this first little short video, basically tells you how to use the Corvin. And I'm turned up all the way here on volume. I'm turned up all the way on everything. It's coming right out of the speaker you should be able to hear this. So let me play this for you. Can't hear it, can you? Because I can barely hear it.
No.
Well, that's sad. Well, the Corvin, they're saying, take let me go through this with you here since it's not that. You pull off the end of the machine, the black cup, pull it off the unit, and you put the Corvin capsule into the cup. You screw it back on tightly onto the end of the cup. Then you slide the clamp down. Then you take your bottle of wine and you put it into your Coravin sleeve. And it's an actual wine bottle sleeve that comes with it. And you zip it closed. Now, why you have to do that, I don't know. Squeeze the clamps, place it around the neck. Once you place it down, release the clamps, and it holds it. Be sure you have the needle resting on the foil, lined up and resting on the foil. You press the trigger quick once to release any air, and then you press down on the handle all the way until it goes all the way down. Then you pick up the whole thing, the bottle, everything, and you tilt the bottle so that the spout is lower than the base, and you release the trigger, and it pours the wine. And you just, it's sort of like a pump. You've seen the coffee machines where you pump it. It's basically the same thing with this. You pump into what wine you want. Then you're done with that. So you release the trigger on the top. You grasp the handle. You pull up so the needle's pulled out of the cork. And you squeeze the clamp, and you remove it. Then you remove the sleeve from around the bottle, and the bottle is still sealed. It still doesn't, it didn't do anything to it. You put the Coravin system back on its base, and it's got its own base. You press the little button, release any excess wine that might be sitting in the needle, and that's it. That's the Coravin. All right. Coravin.com. And I'll let you check that out, Mike, while I'm looking at this other stuff. Now, Coravin, Coravin.com.
Yep.
Now, this little video, yeah, this guy is talking about the Coravin. I'm upset that this isn't louder. I mean, these things usually blast me out of my chair when I turn on stuff. Now, this is barely playing. Now, what it does is when you're pouring it, that little capsule, that little cartridge that you put in there, is argon gas, and what it does is you when you pump the wine out, the argon gas replaces it, and so you've still got gas around. There's not air or anything. No oxygen getting in or anything. So that's and then he keeps on talking about that over and over again about how it works. And we already know how it works, so we don't need to hear all that again. Oh, he didn't put the sleeve around the bottle when he did that. Uh-oh. hold on to the bottle tightly. Slide the needle up out of the bottle. And he says, the great solution for restaurants and all that. So, Coravin, there, you know, that is a new thing. They have every one of these videos basically is just telling you how it works again, how you should use it. Buy it at winela.com or go to Coravin directly, he says. So, I don't know. It's just every one of them. Mike, you find the website?
Oh, yeah. I was looking at it. I was looking at the prices. I was looking at the prices and everything. Can you hear me?
What is the price?
Well, they have different versions of it.
Really?
Top tier. Yeah, the top tier one is $599.
Oh.
95 cents. And the cheapest one is $199.95.
So what's the difference between the $5.98? Is it gold plated?
Well, no. It comes with it's a premium Coravin It's a, there's different models. It's like this one's a Model 2 Elite, and it comes with all the accessories. So it's just it's like a kit. It comes with a whole bunch of those canisters and, you know, a fancy case, and I don't know, those little, oh, those must be the replacement tops or something. It comes with a bunch of the needles and things like that. So whereas the $199 looks like it's made out of cheap plastic. it's just very simplistic, I guess. It looks like yeah, it's a whole different material, it looks like. I don't know, but
Does that include the cartridge and everything you need, though?
Well, it looks like it does. Includes two capsules to pour up to 30 glasses of wine. Two capsules, so 15 glasses per capsule, looks like. That's the cheap one. That's the $199.95. Or as low as $18 a month at 10% APR with whatever credit thing they have. So, that's an idea. You're going to invest. Then the $599 one, 11 Corvin capsules. You can pour 165 glasses of wine with those. You get the Model 2 Elite, a base, carry case, the aerator, three distinct Corvin needles, faster pour needle, vintage needle, and replacement standard needle, 12 Corvin screw caps, and two wine bottle sleeves.
Two sleeves? Wow.
Yes. That's what the premium, more expensive thing is.
Does it tell you how much the replacement capsules are?
I'm sure I can find that somewhere. Let's see if I go back to... Oh, there's the capsules. Capsules. You can get three capsules for $26.95. Six capsules for $52.95. Yeah, they have 24 capsules. They sell them in, you know, bundles for that. What else? And then the needles, you can buy a three needle kit for $69.95. Or, wow, premium needle. That's just one for $69.95 for a premium. Or you can get the kit for $69.95 with three needles in it. I have no idea. Wow. And then they sell the base, they sell an aerator, they sell the caps separate. There's all kinds of stuff that. Oh, here's a standard replacement needle for $29.95.
Yay. Well, there you go. Hmm. But I suppose if you're going to get the $500 machine, you might just well get the $69.95 needle.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing pretty good with without it. So yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Me too. I mean, both of them. We've talked about some expensive products here. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Thousand over a thousand and over 500. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. We're not done talking about products. Let's talk about a couple other products there. They're a tad bit cheaper. The Portovino crossbody bag. Now, this is something Mike discovered, and he sent it to me. It says, enjoy your drink on the go with a stylish brand new Portovino crossbody bag. It's a versatile accessory which lets you discreetly store and pour up to two bottles of wine of your favorite beverage wherever you are. And the website says, who doesn't need that? Now, we were just talking. Mike worked for Busch Gardens for a while, and he said kids used to come in with their bottles of water, which really wasn't water, which was vodka, and they were getting drunk, and, you know, so they started crack down. But here's another way. It says, why you will love your Portovino. It says, this sophisticated, insulated wine messenger bag design makes you means you'll look and feel great taking it to any party, event, dinner, or outing. It's roomy enough to hold a full reservoir and all of your essentials, including your keys, wallet, cell, and even a laptop. It looks like a man purse, a big man purse, really. The durable leather-like bag, Naga hide bag is excellent quality and design with comfort in mind. It can handle all of your items, including the reservoir, while being comfortable on your shoulder. The hidden reservoir pocket of this wine purse means no one will ever know that you're carrying a beverage inside. The hidden pocket is insulated, keeping your wine chilled for hours. The included reservoir, also known as the party pouch, this is what they're saying, not me, is BPA-free to keep you and the environment healthy. We're not done. The designer flap on the backside means the spout is always concealed but easily accessible when you're ready for your next drink. This crossbody bag will save you hundreds by never having to pay for another drink out again. You'll also be starting to get kicked out of restaurants if you just order a glass of water, drink it all up, and fill it full of wine, you know. You will be able to keep your everyone hydrated. Wine, mixed drinks, beer, water, tea, or even juice for the kids. And our favorite, not me again, the website, the Portovino crossbody bag will almost always get a wild and oftentimes envious reaction from your friends. Additional note, the party pouch is a durable and resilient pouch and can be used over and over. We recommend changing it. If you do choose to reuse, be sure to clean it properly in between use. The party pouch's spout has a perforated closure that acts as a closed container before first use. Buy an extra pack of party pouches and get it shipped for free. All right, and we've got a review here. It says, thank you so much for this fun, awesome briefcase. Can't wait to surprise some pals at the end of a biz meeting. I know they will be pleasantly surprised as I was the first time I saw it. And so glad, oh, this is a response from them. Yeah, response. So glad you loved it. Okay. This also comes in two colors. It comes in a dark blue and a red. Now they have Portovino purses. If you don't want the crossbody bag, Portovino purses, which come in black, blue, red, which looks really more pink than it does red, gold, which looks like off-white, and platinum, which looks like gray. And then the bag, which is, they call it slate, and then another bag, which they call camel, which is a brownish color. The bag's $89.95. The purse is $74.95. All the reviews, five-star reviews on every one of them. They're saying they're great, they're wonderful. Canvas purses. They got canvas purses that is in midnight blue stripe and fire brick stripe. And those are $39.95, although the blue one is sold out for right now. And accessories, you can buy the Portovino Bring the Party, what is this, ice pack. And then you got the party pouches, three-pack for $17.95, and silicone cups for $12.95. You can get a pack of silicone cups for $12.95. And let's see, and you can also get gift cards if you want to gift it to a friend. It's free shipping over $44.95 or $4.95 flat rate in the United States. That's if you get the ice packs or stuff like that. The bags themselves are over that. And it gives you a chance to jump out and drink wine anywhere at any time because you have your Portovino crossbody bag.
And that could be a problem. It's not just, I mean, not just for wine. You could put any kind of liquors you want, any amount of beer you want, but
anything. It holds 1.5 liter of wine, which means it holds 1.5 liter of Captain Morgan or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you go to places like is this made for, you know, people who go to like Legoland. Like I just pulled up Legoland's California. It's I guess it's designed, I don't know what it is. It's a water park. It's a kids park or something. And their food and alcohol policy says outside coolers, food and beverages may not be brought into the park or water park. However, exceptions are made for infants and, you know, those with special medical needs, which Porto Vino is not. Alcohol may not be brought onto Legoland Resort property. That's in California, and I'm sure Florida has the same. I have to look that up.
Same rule.
Maybe it's different here, but
yep, they do.
Same rule.
They have the same rule.
So,
yeah.
So this is made for people like that who don't want to abide by that, and they're tired of trying to sneak in full bottles of something. So this lets them get away with it because it's important that you go to a children's park or
with
some other place like that with alcohol and get sloshed while you're, you know, supposed to be watching your kids and having fun. And I just like, come on.
I mean,
is this what this was designed for? I mean, it's stylish. It's all these great things. And all of a sudden, actually, its main purpose is to sneak alcohol into places that it's not
sneak
supposed to be snuck
places,
into.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Or you take it into a restaurant and, you know, would you like anything to drink? Mm-hmm. No, thank you. I'll just have water. And then, you know, you've got your whole bag of booze there, so you don't have to order it.
Yeah.
And restaurants make money off of alcohol. I mean, this is one of their big markups. And so they want you to drink there, obviously.
That's right. If
you're bringing your own alcohol in your little bag that you have around your shoulder, and it's not just a Porto Vino crossbody bag. I mean, it's got the purse, and which, you know, looks like a regular purse. I mean, you know, women carry these things around all the time. And it also has the canvas purses, which looks like something you would take to a beach. I mean, the midnight blue one or the fire brick one looks like regular beach accessories where you can throw in your swimsuits or your towels or whatever instead of a 1.5 liter worth of alcohol, you know, so...
Yeah, well, got to do it, I guess. But there you go.
Yeah. But obviously, we know where we are on these things. It'd be fun to have, but what are you going to use them on that would be legal?
Right.
And if it's going to be legal, you don't have to hide it in a bag.
Right. The only other thing is, I mean, I know beaches, they don't allow glass on the beaches, most places don't, or by poolside, someplace. And I guess, you know, if they allow alcoholic beverages in plastic containers, this might fit in there where they can still bring their alcohol onto a beach or onto a poolside without having to worry about bringing glass products into the poolside. Then I'm all for that. If that's the point of it, then it does serve a purpose. But there could be those people out there who see it as another purpose, you know, to like we've been saying, to bring the alcohol someplace that is not supposed to be brought in. And
there will be people out there, not could be, there will be, because that's what people
absolutely
do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the little light's going to go on and they're going to go, hey, this serves another purpose.
I mean, if you're going to set up the sidelines and watch your kids play soccer all day, you might want to do it then, and that way you don't have a bottle with you, and that will work okay too, but
right.
So
it's not gonna
now.
Happen, so.
Now Mike also sent me another one, and this
from
one
the future.
Is from the future. It is Guzzle Buddy, GUZZLEBUDDY, GuzzleBuddy.com, and that is the website. And once you pull it up, it says immediately, as seen on ABC's Shark Tank, January 21st, 2018. You don't have to take a long time to let that soak in. Today's the 18th of January. As seen on ABC's Shark Tank, January 21st, 2018. So we are jumping into the future here to bring you this. And then on January 21st, 2018, you can check this out yourself, but we are buy it before it goes on sale here. This is called the Guzzle Buddy. It turns your bottle into a glass. It's a patented design, makes drinking from the bottle classy. I don't know. How many times is drinking from a wine bottle ever classy, no matter how you do it? It says, we're kidding. It's just fun. This is featured on Size Delish, The Lad Bible, Huffington Post, Live, Kelly, Cosmopolitan, Ellen DeGeneres Show, Mashable, San Francisco Chronicle, Loaded, all sorts of places have this. And you know, it just reminds me sort of like The Wand, which, by the way, I haven't forgot about that yet. The Wand, but the Guzzle Buddy is made of a strong borosilicate glass and 100% silicone. It's you simply take this glass, which has a plastic thing on the bottom, and pop it down inside your bottle and drink. Tilt the bottle up and drink normally. No splash, no mess. You can drink from the glass, but it's actually hooked onto the bottle, so you can drink it right from the bottle. How it works, open your favorite bottle. Insert the Guzzle Buddy by screwing it directly into the top of your bottle. Tilt the bottle and enjoy drinking straight from your new bottle glass. No more looks of judgment. Yeah, right. Okay. It fits soda and cider bottles, too. It's the perfect gift, they're saying. Coming soon is the Guzzle Buddy. Different shapes and for beer and different shapes for wine. Housewarming gifts, weddings, bachelorette parties, kitchen gifts, birthdays, anniversaries, just about anything. When you're too lazy to get off the couch and pour yourself another glass, you've got the whole bottle right there. And it's not just wine. You've got Guzzle Buddy beer. Guzzle Buddy beer bottle glass is only $24.95. Chill it, plug it, chug it, repeat it. That's what it says here. Pop it into the bottle and you've got yourself, but beer bottles are made to be drank out of. Why do you need a glass? I mean, this is my question on the beer here. When you have what do you want that? A glass or a bottle? Well, give me both. Okay. Pop in a Guzzle Buddy on top of it and I'll have it. But no, it's beer bottles basically are meant to be drank out of. I normally would do that as opposed to a glass. So, but they have the ones for the beer. They have one for the one for the wine. Reviews, here we go. Fun, good working gadget. Just right for a birthday. Guzzle Buddy is the best gift you can ever receive or give. Yeah, okay. You know, a lot of these, I think they write them for themselves. I just wonder sometimes. It's unbreakable glass. It's a silicone-based glass. You can sign up for their newsletter. Go to their website, guzzlebuddy.com, and you can sign up for their website. The accessories, isn't that basically the accessory? They got Guzzle Buddy corkscrews. You can get a Guzzle Buddy corkscrew for $7.99. Or it's used for a corkscrew and also has a opener on the end of it for a wine bottle. All right. There's the sommelier style corkscrew, if you know what those are. So, frequently asked questions. What do they frequently ask? Why not just drink right out of the bottle of beer or soda? All right. It says, they're going to it. It's all, you smell it and all that other stuff when you're drinking it. Oh, why not drink straight out of the wine bottle?
Because people will judge you. Number three under how it works. It's no more looks of judgment when you stick this glass into the bottle and drink it.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
When you tilt up this glass on the end of a wine bottle, people aren't going to judge you. Oh, well, look at that. That's a really classy.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. Now, So I'm looking at this thing, and so, you know, they show the pictures of people, you know, it's tilted and all this kind of stuff. If you get the wine in that glass and put the bottle back down, all that wine goes back into the bottle, right? There's no valve or anything, is there? It doesn't look
so,
like it.
Or does it stay in, I can't see how it would stay in the glass because you're going to have to pour out of the glass.
Right.
So, that's a good point.
I don't get it.
It has to go back. Same thing with a beer or anything else.
So you have to stay like that while you're drinking.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Not me either.
No. And not me.
It's only for the wine guzzle buddy, wine bottle glass is only $24.99, $25. This is the cheapest thing we're promoting tonight.
That is a good price. It's a good price.
$1,000
I don't
for
know
one thing, $500 for the other. $79.95 for the.
Yep.
This is only $25. What
That's
a deal!
Not bad.
Not bad compared to over $1,000. That you know.
I still don't get it. It does say the perfect sealed. It says simply tilt the bottle up and drink normally because that's how I drink it is through a glass that's attached to the bottle. No splash and no mess. If I'm drinking out of the bottle anyway, I'm not going to splash it or mess it anyway. I don't get it.
That's right.
If you can drink from a glass, if you can drink from a glass, you can drink from a guzzle, buddy. I don't get it. I don't know. I am going to watch that show on that happened.
Monday.
On the 21st of on the 21st and see what they say
about
it.
Yeah, on the 21st. You know, and that's Monday night now. If you're interested, you don't have to go to the website. You don't have to listen to me. Just look into the future. January 21st on Shark Tank. This is going to be on there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That'll be interesting. I'll watch it just to see what this is. Maybe they give a different take on it on the show that I'm not seeing on the website. But I saw that
maybe.
And I go, It just doesn't look right. I don't know.
I know. Yeah, that's a good point, though. Does it just pour out enough for your one drink, or once it pours out a bunch of it, is it going to?
It'll go back.
Yeah, it's going to go back in the bottle, or is it going to? It can't stay in the glass because you got to have an opening for it to get into the glass.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like it has a valve on it. I can't tell that. It doesn't look like there's a valve, a one-way valve, you know, like. One way or something.
I don't see any valves or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well.
So
we'll see how they do.
Yeah. So there you go. We're not promoting stuff tonight. We're reviewing. Yeah.
So far.
$1,000. Yeah. Well, if you're going to play with something, I guess that. Guzzle Buddy is the cheapest one for the ones we've talked about tonight to play with. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it makes the wand at only, you know, $5 each cheap.
Okay. that can start a whole other show on that one.
Yeah. On any of these, like, probably. I mean, it's just. Yeah, they don't. Guzzle Buddy doesn't have all these testimonies from all these big shows, though. You notice all the others as seen on Ellen and all that, and the doctors, like the one, the doctors and everything. Guzzle Buddy doesn't have that. Yeah, so I guess that's going Shark Tank first. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, let's end it on that happy note.
Wow, I forgot it was. I didn't even know it was 8:00 already. I was looking at the topics. I was like, I'm looking at the topics, and I go, oh.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I go through, covered some of the other ones, and we got these things. I didn't talk about this. Let me jump back into one other here. I want to talk about this. Just real fast. Let's see. That's from this date here. The cost of the fires out in California. Just unbelievable the amount of cost that those fires end up being. The rains have came in, and hence you all have seen the rains because they caused the mudslides. And They're a little concerned up in Northern California for rain. But the Thomas Fire, that was the big one, which burned nearly 300,000 acres and big swashes of Santa Barbara and Ventura County, was the biggest one of all. That they're saying, all told, for all the fires, including fire suppression, insurance, recovery expenditures for all the fires, including Napa, Sonoma, all that, is set at right around $180 billion. The California Fire Department, or CAL FIRE is what they're called, has a budget this year of $700 million. And so far, it's surpassed that. They spent nearly half of that on the Thomas Fire alone. Just the fire suppression costs are estimated at $175 million. The Tubbs Fire that destroyed Santa Rosa cost about $100 million. And now this is just what CAL FIRE spent on it. The Atlas Fire cost them around $59 million. The Redwood Complex in Mendocino cost $24 million in suppression costs. And this is the men out there fighting it and then dumping stuff over the top of it. Fire Chief Officer McLean said that he's been with CAL FIRE for 20 years, and the term is erratic fire behavior combined with extreme weather conditions. He's never seen anything like this before. This is the most wild one year he's ever seen. U.S. Forest Service is still working on its estimates for the year in California, but early estimates showed it spent $16 million on the Wine Country fires and $14 million on the Thomas fires. Now, this is U.S. Forest Service. I was just talking about CAL FIRE. This is CAL FIRE and U.S. Forest Services are different entities, different costs. Plus, they've got the mop-up of the Thomas Fire. They've also got a lot of other stuff going into it. The cost of these fires, the federal government has spent $2.35 billion on fire suppression in 2017 throughout the West. This is California, Montana, a few other places, a lot of it in California. In 1995, suppression accounted for 19% of the budgets, the agency's budget. Now it's up to half. The amount of monies that this thing costs is just, the nation has seen 16 disasters with damage exceeding $1 billion. And the 2017 has surpassed the past record in 2005, and that was $215 billion, and they're saying it's going to just completely blow that out of the water. Just mind-boggling how much those fires cost. Just the man-hours and suppressants. We're not talking about all the other stuff yet now. It's just the man-hours and suppressants and the Forest Service and CAL FIRE. You got insurance for whole towns. Santa Rosa burned to the ground. I mean, not really, but almost. And so you've got all that stuff. So
yeah,
just wanted to let you know about that before we end. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. A lot of devastation out there is just unbelievable.
It is. You can't comprehend how much some of these things are done out there, unless you're out there in the middle of it. You know, it's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You don't have any events this weekend.
Not this weekend. Next weekend we have
nothing here. Next weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I guess we will go ahead and close the show. And let me go down here and find out what the next date is. The 25th. Of January will be our next show. Wow, we're almost done with January already. God.
Yeah. I told my engineer that earlier. I told her, I said, I have a doctor's appointment on the 22nd. She goes, a couple of weeks? I go, no, Monday. I mean, you know, she's in. Oh, my gosh.
It's there. So we'll see everybody next week, the 25th of January at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern in the U.S. And just thanks for tuning in and for supporting us. I really appreciate it. And for keeping with us all this time and listening to us on archives or live, whichever it may be. Just really, really thank you all out there for keep doing it. So hope you enjoyed it. And you can always email the show at allaboutwine101@gmail.com. Send an email there with your comments or questions. Ron gets those, and you know, let us know what you want to talk about, or if you have any questions about something that was on the show or about a product. We're definitely covering those, and you know, we'll talk about it on the show. So just email us anytime, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks again, and have a great week, and stay warm.
Be safe. Be warm. And thank you. Yeah. We'll see you next week.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Ron, originating from Florida Estates Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Florida Estates Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida Estates Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call 813-996-2113. That's 813-996-2113. The winery is open daily, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archive shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.